I was in the seventh grade, and I just was in love with him. So I started writing him letters every day, and in 1974, he's going to be in Las Vegas for my 16th birthday.
In 1974, Catherine Jackson arranged a date between Michael and Teresa Gonsalves, a 16-year-old fan from Boston, even though Teresa's presence violated Jehovah's rules.
Teenagers are only allowed to date if they're ready to get married. So if a person wants to date someone and they say, I just want to have fun, that is strictly forbidden in church literature. Even a telephone conversation was a date. And they could find themselves disfellowshipped. So you have this fear, this actual fear of experiencing death.
The older Jackson boys seemed to sense Michael was afraid of girls. So after a show at the MGM Grand, they playfully pushed him on Teresa.
One holding me and you know, one brother holding Michael, and just trying to make us kiss. Here, kiss her, kiss her. And we're both, you know, putting our heads down and trying to stop it. And we ended up in a room together, and it was just me and him. And that's when we had our first one-on-one.
But when it was time to make a move, 15-year-old Mike resisted temptation.
I'm sitting down about 2 feet away from him. And I'm shy, he's shy, who's going to start this conversation? So finally, Michael began the conversation by saying, do you believe in the devil? And that just kind of scared me. I was like, where is he going with this? And that's how he started witnessing to me. He discussed the Jehovah's Witness religion with me for about an hour. And he showed me, he had his Jehovah's Witness books and stuff. The amazing thing to me was, when I got home the next day, Jehovah's Witnesses rang my bell.
As Michael grew older, his distaste for sex was perceived in a different way. When he pushed girls away, members of the press pushed back, speculating on his lack of female friends.
You would, you know, be told by your editor, you gotta ask him if he's gay. And you're like, what? I mean, how do you even ask Michael Jackson if he's gay?
I asked him about the rumor that he was gay. And he looked at me and he said, you know what I need you to do? I need you to turn off that tape recorder. And I said, okay. And he said, no, I'm not gay. And I said, well, why did you ask me to turn off the tape recorder? And he said, well, because I know that we have many fans who are gay. And I don't want to offend any of these people.
Imagine that when you're a kid. I mean, imagine, and you don't even want to address those issues with your family members, let alone a guy like me sitting across from you in a baseball cap saying, so listen, dude, are you gay? None of us ever thought Michael was going to turn out to be, you know, as conflicted as he is.
Hounded by reporters and tormented by his family, late in 1974, a lonely and confused Michael turned to those who seemed most like him, little boys.
I met Michael back in the early 70s at the American Music Awards.
The very first in Michael's long line of young male companions was adorable hamburger spokes kid, Rodney Allen Rippey. They met when Michael was 16, Rodney was 5.
You know, I'm like, can we be friends? He's like, sure we can be friends. I'm like, can I give you my number? He's like, sure you can. You want my number? I'm like, yeah. Michael used to call my house every single Saturday and talk to me on the phone. My mom wondered, said, you know, I wonder why he doesn't have many friends his own age, you know.
In 1976, there were two Michael Jacksons, the seasoned performer and the awkward 18-year-old. Uninterested in women, intrigued by little boys, and in constant fear of offending God. Michael was a prisoner of his own psyche. The only place he felt free was on stage.
Do you remember any time in your whole life when you weren't performing?
Well, not really.
No.
We've always performed, yeah.
And he once said to me, he says, you don't understand. I was a star at 6, and I do not feel alive unless I'm performing or making a record. There is nothing else.
I love performing, but that's not... Looks like a creeper. But that's not Michael Jackson, the person.
After a decade of being jealously guarded by his father and educated by tutors, Michael was a boy in a bubble. At an age when most young men were thinking of college, he had the mindset of a child.
We didn't know who was president of the United States, didn't know anything about, you know, the government or how the country was run.
I remember him telling me, listen, I've been all around the world, but as a child, I never saw any of these places. Chicago looked the same as Dallas to me.
In my life, I really had one vacation, and that was last Christmas. Outside of that, let me think what I did. I just stayed home. I watched television. I read a lot.
I think the effect of being on the road that way created a very lonely person.
When Michael turned 19, fate struck in the form of Diana Ross. Once Mike's Motown mentor, Diana was now in New York, starring in a film called The Wiz, and she wanted her protege to join the cast.
The first time Michael really had a chance to stretch out and be on his own was when he went to New York to do The Wiz.